What happens at this month's fiscal session will have an impact on Arkansans' lives for some time to come. We move now to an incident that happened more than 100 years ago that still has influence on legal matters today. Tomorrow afternoon, Mark Curadin will be on the University of Arkansas campus to discuss his book, Contempt of Court, a turn-of-the-century lynching that launched 100 years of federalism. Curadin's book recounts the arrest of Ed Johnson, a black man, in Chattanooga, Tennessee, for a rape he didn't commit and his subsequent lynching. Friday, we reached Mark Curadin and asked him more about the case. He says it began in January 1906 as a woman named Nevada Taylor was headed home after work and stepped off the Chattanooga trolley.
And all of a sudden, a man comes up behind her. He has a leather strap. He puts it around her throat. He says, if you say or scream, I will kill you. And then he eventually rapes her. She calls the police, the sheriff, or actually her father did. A couple of days go by. They make no arrest. As a matter of fact, the victim, Nevada Taylor, doesn't even say in her police report that the attacker was white or black. But the sheriff automatically assumes that he is black and gives that to the newspaper. And a couple of days later, an informant comes forward who's paid $350. And this is in 1906, which is a lot of money. It's about 6 months' salary for the average day laborer in 1906. And he provides the name of Ed Johnson. And Ed Johnson, who was 19, is then arrested and charged with the rape of Nevada Taylor.
Ed Johnson maintained his innocence and had an alibi. Witnesses saw him at work at the time of the crime. Still, an all-white jury, seated just days after Ed Johnson was charged, finds him guilty and sentenced him to death. Johnson's original attorneys, at the direction of the judge, encouraged him not to appeal. But the only two African-American lawyers practicing in Chattanooga stepped in. An appeal does make its way to the United States Supreme Court, and the execution is stayed. As news of that stay reached Chattanooga, word developed a lynch mob would form. Instead of increasing protection at the jail to protect Johnson, the sheriff reduced the staff to one elderly guard. A mob did develop, broke into the jail, and took Johnson away, murdering him, lynching him from a bridge in Chattanooga, and shooting him multiple times. His murder is not, however, the end of the story.
When the Supreme Court learns that the sheriff and the other officials in Chattanooga had basically ignored their orders to stay at Johnson's execution, they become very upset. And they order federal marshals to Chattanooga. Evidence is unearthed that they had basically were in cahoots with the lynch mob. You know, basically they charged the sheriff and the deputies and the leaders of the lynch mob with criminal contempt of the Supreme Court. And they put him on trial right in the Supreme Court. It's the first and only criminal trial ever held in the history of the Supreme Court of the United States.
Mark Curadin says the case of Ed Johnson's murder still has influence over contemporary legal matters. He says the American Bar Association used the case as an example as a need for the establishment of basic rules of evidence.
Standard of conduct, a code of conduct for lawyers, and requiring them to represent clients fully. And so that's number one. Number two, the case has since been cited numerous times as demonstrating the power and the influence of federal courts and the federal constitution over the state courts.
Curadin says though the case had been in relative obscurity before his book, it was cited during the Watergate hearings when the Supreme Court directed the president to turn over tapes to a federal district court. And Mark Curadin says before his account was published, there was also little in Chattanooga to let people know about the crimes associated with the case.
There have been since. There are both monuments on the bridge where Ed Johnson was lynched. It's now a linear bridge, a walking bridge, a park. And there's also several other memorials in Chattanooga. We located his gravestone. And then also a couple of Supreme Courts in Georgia, Tennessee, and Illinois have put up memorials to the two lawyers, Pardon and Hutchins, for their work.
Mark Curadin is the author of Contempt of Court, a turn-of-the-century lynching that launched 100 years of federalism. He's scheduled to discuss the book tomorrow afternoon at 2 in the E.J. Ball Courtroom at the University of Arkansas School of Law. The program, sponsored by Public Discussion NWA, is worth 1 hour of ethics CLE credit and is offered free of charge.